Governor candidates wanting the farm vote. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. It's less than a week away before the primary, and we begin a four-part series on hearing from the governor candidates here in Tennessee and their views on farming and rural issues in the volunteer state. Today we hear from Democratic candidate Mike McWhorter.
I well understand the role that agriculture plays. I'm a farmer myself. My kids make a little fun of me when we talk about that because they sometimes, you know, refer to me and say, you know, Dad, that's not your main vocation, but it's my passion.
Mike McWhorter, the son of former Governor Ned Ray McWhorter, does have a 150-acre farm in Gibson County, and he says he understands the issues that farmers face every day, and in his administration, it would be a top priority.
And most importantly, what we really understand is the fact that the agricultural industry is one of the key components to making the economic engine of Tennessee run. And if the agricultural industry is not doing well, then Tennessee will not be doing well. It's very important that we promote agriculture and make sure that that industry is very successful.
McWhorter says the Agricultural Enhancement Program that was started by Governor Bredesen and run by Commissioner of Agriculture Ken Givens will continue in his administration, and he hopes to do even more with it.
That's a program, I promise you, I'm going to continue, and I hope and know that Ken Givens will help me continue to promote that program all across the state of Tennessee. It's done some great things, and it's something that we really need to further enhance and move forward with.
That's Democratic candidate for governor Mike McWhorter. Next week, we'll continue our series as we'll hear from the three Republicans hoping to win the nomination for the November ballot. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.